The comfort zone. Do you stay inside your comfort zone and pace the same old floor?
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement. How they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. And today I'm looking at the comfort zone. A good friend emailed me this poem, and it makes a lot of sense. And this is the first verse. I used to have a comfort zone where I knew I could not fail. The same four walls and busy work were really more like jail. I long so much to do the things I've never done before, but I stayed inside my comfort zone and pace the same old floor. It's easier to keep doing what we've been used to doing. It's nature, I suppose. Once we learn a task, then it's second nature to be able to repeat, repeat, repeat. And to do something different, we've got to step outside our comfort zone. But how long do we stay there? How long before the walls around our comfort zone start to hem us in? It's nearly 3 years ago now that I first joined the Toastmasters International organization. It's a speaking and leadership educational learning group that you can join. After I published my book, I needed to be able to speak, and I thought it'd be easy, but I found out it wasn't, and I was recommended to join Toastmasters as a way of learning how to speak, and I'm grateful for that referral, and I've been going along regularly every week for 3 years. I can speak better than what I did. Because I've learned that it's not necessarily just what you have to say, but it's how you say it. I've also learned other things from going to Toastmasters. They've taught me about timing, about structuring a speech, and they've also given me leadership opportunities that I didn't have in the past. Because in the past, from the time I was married back in 83, I've been self-employed. This is where you make all your decisions yourself. You're not in a team as such, and you don't have that support that working for an organization has. Toastmasters gives you confidence because it provides you with an atmosphere that you can practice in a friendly environment with supportive people around that give you a progress report and feedback on how you went. It's not about saying, oh God, that was terrible. It gives you positive feedback and points for improvement. And guess what? You can try again and again and again. They like to engage all their members as often as possible, get them up on their feet and speaking. We even practice speaking on your feet about an unknown topic. Why is all this important? Well, it is. You don't want to be the little mouse that always sits in the corner. And even in the world of business, if you never put your hand up, and have your say, then for many people, it's saying something about you, that you have nothing to say. And that could also affect your advancement in your organization or in your community group that you are involved in. And when we retire, if we aren't already members of our community, then that is an opportunity for us to give back to our communities. I know some people are just happy working away in the background doing the jobs, but the world needs leaders. And finding your voice is one way to show that you're interested, to show that you care, by being able to speak up and have your say. There is a great need for leadership today. Populations increase and cultures and people are becoming increasingly diverse. There are always issues and more problems that we face. And we assume that all these big problems and important issues will be taken care of by government or government agencies. However, many of the critical issues and problems today, our governments are not necessarily equipped to handle these problems. Some of the problems could have been caused by the government itself. And that is why there needs to be strong leaders, competent leaders, now more than ever before. And that is why we need strong leaders to come from the community. Progress happens when we do this, when we assume a leadership role in our community, in our country. When there's been a problem identified or an injustice, then someone needs to take action. How is the problem going to be solved? We need to fulfill. There are precedents. Just have a look back through history. We don't have to go that far back to the black civil rights leader, Martin Luther Jr. King. He actually studied Mahatma Gandhi and his ideas. Gandhi led the Indian people in a revolution of nonviolent disobedience. This ended up toppling the entire British colonial government in India. Martin Luther King unified people in a movement that led to sweeping social reform in the United States. And Mother Teresa, the missionary nun of charity, dedicated her life to helping the poor, and by doing so, moved thousands of people to take action. It was her strong moral conviction and strength of determination that guided her through her life. There is an opportunity for all of us to play a part in our communities, in our countries. And one way to do that is to find your voice and step up and make a difference for those that can't speak for themselves. The poem finishes with this verse. If you are in a comfort zone, afraid to venture out, remember that all winners at one time were filled with doubt. A step or two and words of praise can make your dreams come true. So free your future with a smile. Success is there for you. Very inspiring poem. It's from an unknown author. The comfort zone. I have had to step out of my comfort zone in other areas as well. After becoming a widow in 2009 and doing a bit of navel-gazing for a while, I decided I needed to learn more about investing. And so I started joining groups and attending seminars where the focus was on investing. Investing in the stock market was what I was after. But there's many forms of investing. And once you go down this path, it takes a bit of courage as well, because we all want to make money and we certainly don't want to lose money. And sometimes that's the learning process. We learn by making some mistakes. And with investing, I suppose the trick is not to lose too much money while you're learning. I am continually amazed at the learning process, because as we go, when we learn about one thing, it quite often happens that we need to learn about other things as well. And so too with the investing story. Because investing without a plan can be doomed for failure. And so we also need to learn about planning. And there again is another big topic. Planning for what? There is a saying that you need to know where you're going. Otherwise, how will you know when you get there? So why are you investing? Where does it hope it will get you to? And that could even mean having a time frame, having a dollar value attached to that plan, that goal. And it's more about your long-term plan. And then even investing, depending on which vehicle you use for your investing, then each type of investing needs to have a plan. What I've learned so far in investing in the stock market is it's easier to buy in. It's sometimes harder to get out, because it's only common nature to hate to fail. But sometimes stocks don't always behave in the way you want them to. And that's when you have to learn to put your pride aside and say, well, this one hasn't worked out this time. I need to sell. I need to get out, because we need to protect our capital as well. So it's been fun stepping outside of my comfort zone. And I say that I am continually learning. And once I have mastered a few of my new learnings, I may slow down a little bit, but it's good for the grey matter, for the brain, to keep learning, as it helps regenerate our brain cells, apparently, according to Amy Wilson, who I interviewed in an earlier episode. If we do the same things over and over and over again, we get stale, and so does our brain. And if we want to stave off getting Alzheimer's, then we need to keep doing things new, keep doing things different, keep up challenging ourselves for a healthy lifestyle leading into our senior years. This has been Anne Nelson talking to you today about the comfort zone and how there is success out there for us. We just need to step outside of the comfort zone.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.